Hey guys, hi, how you doing? You know, it's been a minute. I must say, I haven't recorded in about a week, but you know what time it is. It's time for the dang truth, and you're getting it with your girl Edith Yolanda tonight. You know, I don't know what it is. Maybe it was because of the moon. We got a brand new harvest moon, full moon. Like, I don't know what it is, but I do apologize because as soon as I made a promise, this is why I don't like making promises, but I said that I was going to record and have a recording on every Tuesday. And as soon as I devote time to say that this is what I'm going to do and I put it down on paper, something always comes up. And with me, the something is always emotional. It's emotions that stop me from doing a lot of things. And I realize that if I don't have heart in it, if I don't have that good feeling about it, I'm not going to do it. And for the past couple of weeks, I really, really have been struggling with some issues, some personal, some not so personal, but just keeping it real, just issues, everyday issues that men and women, boys and girls have on a regular basis. And so my recordings for the past week or two, I'll say 2 weeks, have not been done just because of these issues, but I apologize. At least I'm telling you the dang truth. I'm coming to you real. I'm coming to you live. I'm letting you know what's really, really going on in my life. So I'm back. Today is Tuesday. Well, actually, it's Wednesday. It's Tuesday. It's 11:39. So we have 30 minutes to wrap this shit up before Tuesday is over. And there are a couple of things that I want to talk about tonight, and I really hope that you guys are following me on social media, Facebook, I am Edith Yolanda, and on Instagram, I am Hermosa Cosmetics. I think I'm going to change that though. Speaking of going through some things and some changes, the metamorphosis for my life is kind of like really taking its turn, and I'm blossoming into this woman that I never thought that I was going to be. And I'm seeing a certain type of maturity that's coming into me. And some of it's like, Yolanda, you're getting so weird. And then certain parts of me are saying, Edith, this is you. This is where you need to be in life. You know, Yolanda is more of the wild child, and Edith is more of the, how can I say it? Sassier and a little bit more classier, if you get where I'm coming from. I'm a fucking Gemini. What can I say? So anyway, we're going to have a really good conversation. I know so many people wanted me to talk about the Bill Cosby incident and how he now has 3 to 10 years that he must serve. I said I wasn't going to do it on Facebook Live last night, and I ended up doing it. Go figure. Because so many people were asking me about my opinion. And so I decided to do a video. And for the purposes of me, you know, already doing the video, I'm not going to really speak on it long on the podcast. But we're going to talk about that. And then I want to talk about fame. And I want to talk about how Black people today are acquiring fame. It's really leaving me in this really kind of like sad and depressive state, because I don't want to be famous, but I want to be remembered. And I don't want to be rich, but I want to be wealthy. And I want to leave my children's children something for their future. And I want to have a legacy. And so I feel like right now, I see a lot of Black people really becoming famous, rich, and really popular, but they're going about it in the wrong way. So we're going to talk about that. And We're going to talk about a few other things, but stay tuned. You know, I got to go get something to wet my whistle because I don't like how I'm sounding right now. I'm actually sounding really tired, and I'll tell you why I'm tired, but I'm actually sounding tired, and I think I need to get a drink. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. Don't go anywhere because I'm telling you this is going to be a quick break, and let's have some fun with the Dame. You're listening to The Dame Truth with Edith Yolanda. Let's go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just a quick note. I hope that everybody is registered to vote. I hope that you guys are really, really, especially for my peeps who are living here in Georgia, I really hope that you're going out and you're telling your cousins and your aunties and your uncles and everybody to just really get registered and vote. Should take your great, great, great grandmother to the voting polls because, you know, grandmothers today are about 45. So when you get to the great, great, great grandmother, she probably about 62. Make sure that everybody is registered to vote. I had a wonderful time today. I volunteered about 2.5 hours just to canvass the area and make sure that people were registered to vote and to make sure that people knew who Stacey Abrams is and what she's all about. It was just a great time to enlighten those and really just bring some light to this person. I think that right now with the smear campaign that Kemp is running right now about her promoting pedophilia and saying that, you know, she's a fraud because of taxes and things like that, where, you know, the person who's endorsing Kemp, 45, the president of the United States, has yet to prove his taxes. So to me, it's just like a big walking contradiction. Stacey Abrams has stated time and time again that she was in debt, and, you know, a lot of her debt went for taking care of her family, making sure that her father had cancer treatments. Like, you can read up on all of these things if you don't, you know, believe me, or if you want to, you know, find out more for yourselves. But I really don't take anybody's word for it. Y'all do the research, scratch a little bit deeper beneath the surface, and really find out what it is that this country needs, what it is that your state needs, and find out what it is that your county and local government needs. I realize that in Gwinnett, where I live in Georgia, that a lot of the cops were picking on working people, people who get up every morning, go to a job, and, you know, possibly got a ticket and couldn't afford the whole ticket, so they put them on probation. And then, you know, if they miss a probation payment, then they send a warrant out for their arrest. And, you know, little things like that that are just really nitpicking on the working class citizens instead of actually going out there and finding people who are committing big crimes and selling dope. Do you know how many houses here in Gwinnett County have blown up because meth labs were being built and meth was being sold and manufactured in $500,000 houses in Gwinnett? They never go into these communities because these are supposed to be good communities, right? But you're going after people like me and, you know, you working class citizens that are trying just to make it every day. Paycheck to paycheck, Uber ride to Uber ride, you know, side gig to side gig. And it's not fair. Like, certain things need to change in our local government. And then when we see that change, then maybe the higher ups will be more accountable for their actions. As you know, Kavanaugh, who is running to be one of the judges in the highest circuits of the court, the Supreme Court, all kinds of women are coming out and really questioning his character as a human being and as a person that takes power to his head and forces himself onto women. Now,
I had this conversation with my mom, and I asked my mom this because I thought it was a really good question. And I said to her, I said, Mom, have you ever made a mistake in your life when you were really young, like a teenager? Something that you regretted and something that you just really wish that you never did as a teenager. And my mom couldn't think of anything that she ever regretted as a teenager. Hey, she was a pretty good kid. But she, after I explained it to her and I said, well, the reason why I'm asking this is because, you know, as a kid, there were some things that I've gotten into, you know, in some trouble, cursing people out, fighting, kicking boys in the nuts, things like that that I did on the playground that, you know, you would say, that's what a bad kid would do. And I asked her, I said, so as far as this, you know, guy who is running to be the Supreme Court justice, do you think that he could have done some things that he regretted, you know, and he didn't mean anything by it, but he did it. None of these women have come out and said that he raped them, but he was aggressive in his conquest towards them, and that he was drinking underage and all of these things that a normal teenager shouldn't be doing. I think a teenager shouldn't be drinking underage because guess what? They're not thinking clearly of what they're doing. So if he's drunk off a beer or whatever, and he's suggestively forcing himself onto a young lady, that's inappropriate. And it's scary for the young lady. And my mom said to me, she said, well, this is what I say about that. I would judge the character of a man if he did something like that and he came out and said, I was a young man then. I was under the influence. My judgment was impaired. And I don't even recall this incident happening. But if I did do something that was inappropriate to a classmate of mine or to any woman, I do apologize because I realize and I recognize that this is the wrong thing to do. As a man that has matured into a man, a law-abiding, good man, if I did these things in the past and I was not aware of it because of me being in an alcohol-induced type of situation, I want to personally apologize to this person publicly. And I thought about it and I said, this is where the world is right now. The world is in this whole... It's in this thing where, in this stage where nobody can be wrong. We always have to be right. No, you're wrong, I'm right. No, you're wrong, I'm right. No, you're wrong, I'm right. And nobody is willing to say, I'm wrong, and I apologize. And then for the people who have done things that are wrong, I wouldn't say that they're criminal things, but things that are wrong, things that were a bad judgment, done in bad judgment, things that were done not in good character. When we apologize, there's no forgiveness. It's more so of this, yeah, you're wrong. Yeah, you're wrong. And you did it. And I'm never going to forgive you. You're a piece of shit. And we're doing this and we're being this way and doing these things. And it is far from the core values of what America was built on, because America was built on Christian ways and being Christ-like and, you know, forgiving those who offend us and turning the cheek sometimes. Sometimes, instead of being so combative and so argumentative and so having so opinionated, sometimes we need to really just sit back and say, is this a fight worth fighting? You know, am I going to win? There's something that my mom told me, and my mom, I'll never forget this. An ex of mine told me this because I was kind of like upset with my mom one time, and I was kind of venting to him, and he said, you know what, Yolanda, I understand where you're coming from, But your mom is a really wise woman. And if you just listen to her and really listen to her with your heart, you'll really avoid a lot of negative things in your life. And at that moment in time, I didn't want to hear it, but now that I have gotten older and I'm a little bit more mature, I see now what he was talking about. And the one thing my mom said, would you ever argue with a donkey? And I looked at her and I was like, no. She said, right. She was like, the most stubborn animal I think on this planet is a donkey. She was like, And we called them back in the country jackasses. Would you argue with a jackass? And I said, okay, Mom, I feel where you're coming from, but she was like, it's no but. When you argue with a jackass, you look like a jackass. When you argue with a fool, you have become a fool. Do not give your power away to anybody who's beneath you. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. So right now, I'm in this point in my life where I don't know if I told you guys this in another podcast, but I did put it up on Facebook, that I'm literally trying to change my language. I'm trying to change my love language. I'm trying to change my language, period. I'm trying to not use so much foul language. I realized that, listen, I have two teenagers that are growing up underneath me. And I know that, you know, cursing is a form of freedom and expression for me. I used to tell people all the time, I love to curse. But then I realized that a lot of people are putting me in a certain category of being less intelligent and not really having things valued when I speak them. So, just so you guys will know, I am trying to change my language. But if you get a bitch upset, she will still curse you smooth the fuck out. Anyway, I say these things because I feel like right now our world is changing drastically, and it's not changing for the better. It's really getting scary. Every time I talk about, you know, things that are weird to me, because certain things are really weird to me. And there's certain things that I don't understand. And there's certain things that I will never understand because I'm not in that situation. It's not for me to understand. Like, sometimes people try to understand why people do the things that they do that is really, really messed up. Like, things that are just really fucked up. People try to understand, well, why did he kill her? Well, why did he do this? Well, why does she do that? And I have to say, well, I'm not a murderer, so I don't have that mentality. I couldn't tell you why this person did this. I'm not a rapist, so I can't tell you why this person did this because I don't have that mindset. You know, I'm not a crazed girlfriend, so I'm not going to punch his tires and key his car because I would rather walk away from a man who doesn't want me than to destroy his property and then I have to pay for it in the end. Like, things like that, I will never understand because I don't have that mentality. So I'm in Starbucks today, and like I said, I'm campaigning for Stacey Abrams, and I see a woman come in dressed up as a man with a full beard. And the only reason why I knew that it was a woman was because she had big breasts. But big breasts, you could tell that she had on a sports bra. You could tell that it was a woman by her body shape, but she had a full beard. And things like this today, it's confusing to me. It's kind of weird to me. I don't understand certain things that are going on. I just had a conversation with my girlfriend who was stating that, I was watching on YouTube this couple. One was a trans woman that she changed her sexuality, or she changed from female to male. And then there was a transgendered male that changed his sex to woman. And so she was trying to explain to me that they're now a heterosexual relationship. And I had this debate with her and I said, no, they're not.
no, it's not. It's not the same. And she was like, yes, it is. And I said, no, I don't agree with that. And I feel like right now it's time for us to stand up for what we believe in. It's time for us to stand up for what we know is right, because there's clearly something going on with the psyche of people today, and they're trying to make me think that I'm going crazy. I know I'm not crazy. I know I'm not a fool. I know that I have a certain intelligence level. I know when something is confusing, and I know when something is not right. And there's no way that you're going to sit here and tell me that, I'm not going to say that it's right and wrong, but I'm definitely not going to sit here and say that this is a norm, because it's not a norm. And I'm definitely not going to say that this is a heterosexual relationship, because I'm a heterosexual, and that's not a heterosexual relationship. Those are my views, and I'm going to stick with my views, and I'm going to stick with my beliefs, and I'm not going to allow anybody to change my mindset, and I'm not going to allow anybody to change or try to, try to change my belief systems and try to censor what I say. It's just not going to happen. And for those who don't subscribe and don't believe and don't, you know, understand or don't want to understand, and those who want to go against me, that's fine. I'm down to, you know, have a full-blown discussion and talk things out. Maybe you can shed some light to me in a different way. But at the end of the day, it's not the norm. And it's weird to me. And so, I really wanted to put that into this podcast, because I had a whole podcast, and this is one of the reasons why I didn't post anything last week or the week before, was because I didn't want to come off so harsh. I didn't want to come off as being judgmental. And so I had to scrap the whole podcast for last week, Tuesday, and the week before, because I was like, you know what, Yolanda, take this from another angle, take this from another perspective, and don't come off so hard. But like I said, my beliefs are my beliefs, and I'm not going to change them, because guess what? I'm the dame, and I speak the dame truth. And if you don't want to know the truth, and if you don't want to hear the truth, that's up to you. But if you want to hear the truth, baby girl, baby boy, I'm going to give you the truth. And the truth is that I'm the fucking truth. Somebody said, how can you interpret the Bible and this person interpret the Bible this way, and then another person interprets the Bible another way? Guess what? The Bible needs no interpretation. The Bible is the Bible, and it will always be the Bible, and there's no need to interpret it. If you read it from front to back, it's the same, and it will never change. Just like God's word. He said, don't take anything from it and don't add nothing to it. It's perfect. But you know what's going on now today? There are a lot of people who don't want to listen to the word because they have their own agenda. They have their own sexual needs. They have their own sexual wants, and they don't want to hear that book. They would rather go and listen to somebody else and do other things so they can be free. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. There are a lot of things that I struggle with on a day-to-day basis, but I still have this book that keeps me grounded. And I'm not asking anybody to be a Christian who doesn't want to be one. But when it comes to my beliefs and what I believe in and what I trust in, please respect my wishes to not try to force me to believe what you believe. I'm just going to keep my form for me and for people who understand where I'm coming from. If you don't, it's quite okay. It's quite okay. So let's take a quick break, because that got kind of deep. And I want to talk about, being hood rich and hood famous. Because right now, I'm seeing a lot of us being really, really stupid on television and being really ignorant, and I'm kind of tired of that look. So let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's your girl Edith Yolanda with the Dang Truth, and we'll be right back. Yep. Okay guys, so I'm back, right? And Listen, this is going to be so quick and so short. Maybe I, you know, usually I say things are going to be so quick and so short, but I end up rambling to myself for like 19 minutes. And I realized this, and it's mainly because I have nobody else here in my little studio box. This is some of the reason why I keep on asking for you guys to, you know, come on over and let's do a session. I love having guests on The Dame Truth because sometimes I get lonely. I get so lonely. Listen, okay. So real quick, because I just think that right now, Black people are looking so bad in the media. Like, I hate to say this. Oh, I hate to say this. But it seems like we have ample amounts of opportunity to be great, right? And we're getting these ample amounts of opportunity to be really, really great in a really, really broad light. But the way that we're acquiring this fame and this wealth and this this notoriety is by acting foolish. It's clearly sickening to me. So tonight I decided, because normally, you know, all of my shows are pretty much gone off the air. I watch Power. Power is my shit. Love is my new favorite show on OWN. And I watch Queen Sugar. So those three shows are like gone until 2019. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm reading a book. I'm actually reading up on real estate and how to become a realtor, because that's on the low what I'm trying to do. And now I'm working kind of full time. So for me, it's kind of like, okay, when I sit down and I watch quality television. So the only thing that I'm kind of watching right now is Greenleaf. And the only reason why I'm really watching Greenleaf, because Greenleaf really depresses me, because it depicts the Black church in such a real light. And I'm just like, this is truly the Black church. Like, it's truly the Black church. But my mom really likes that show, so we watch it together. So nothing was on tonight, and I was just kind of flipping through the channels because I was kind of tired, didn't really want to go to bed. I just wanted to chillax. And lo and behold, Black Ink was on. Okay. So we all know Caesar is the owner of Black Ink. He started off with a small tattoo shop in Harlem. Then he moved uptown to a new shop where I guess it was supposed to be more exclusive, a little bit more clean, less hood, even though he had hood people working in that shop too. But anyway, moves to Harlem. He has a tattoo parlor. And then he comes to Atlanta. Atlanta was trying to shut that shit down because we were like, we don't want none of that ghetto, hood rat, ratchet shit going on in our town. And where he set up his tattoo parlor, it's actually a really, really nice community. Majority Black, but it's a really, really nice community. And they didn't want all the loud music and parties and rah-rah in Atlanta. Like, there's certain things that... let me just say this. To everybody that is coming from the north to the south, it's a different type of atmosphere. It's a different type of culture. And yes, I know a lot of transplants from different parts of the north have moved down here, moved to Charlotte, moved to Atlanta, moved to Texas. I know that this is, you know, a different type of culture. You cannot bring all that rah-rah into our culture. That's just... we're not about that. We're not about the rudeness. We're not about the nasty attitudes, behaviors. We're just not about that. And I know that a lot of people say, oh, well, Atlanta has the best strip clubs in the whole wide world. Atlanta has the best strip clubs. Y'all got, you know, strippers and stuff like that. It's a party city. No, it's not. And let me give our strippers here in Atlanta some credit. These are some smart bitches. I've seen a lot of strippers in Atlanta turn their money into gold mines.
I've seen a lot of strippers turn their money into businesses that make millions of dollars. I've seen a lot of girls that do escorting and stripping in the strip clubs, and they were full-time students at Clark Atlanta and at Spelman. So bitch, don't come here trying to make it like Atlanta is known for having trashy ass strippers and lemon pepper wings. No, we are still a southern state. We're still a southern city. We still were born and raised up in a church, preferably Baptist. We still have morals, and majority of us are still Southern Belles. And I don't care what anybody says. Y'all might think that, oh, we're so pretentious and we're being bougie. No, bitch. This is the culture. And when you're in Rome, you need to do what the Romans do. We're not going to be out in the street fighting and all that stuff. I mean, we do have certain areas in Atlanta, in Georgia, that are a little rough around the edges. But what you're not going to do is try to come and bring all that rah-rah into our city. That's just not what we really are about. We are about love. We're about building. We're about black power. We got a black mayor named Keisha. We're hoping that we're going to have a black governor named Stacy. And we're trying to make this state blue. We're not trying to make it hood rat, ghetto infested, nasty streets to walk on. Like, we have a certain pride here in Georgia. And I say this because I literally stopped watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. I stopped watching Married to Medicine. I just really stopped watching Bravo altogether, because what I realized is that Andy Cohen was making a ton of money off of the Atlanta franchise, mainly because when black people do or watch anything or put any type of effort into anything, we make shit go. Black people make shit go. When you look at Black Panther, that movie, and how we supported Black Panther, and to be honest, the movie wasn't really that good to me. I went on the strength of how everybody else that was black made this movie seem like it was just amazing. And I thought, honestly, that Black Panther could have been a whole lot better. But, and we won't go in there. We'll talk about that another day, another time. But what I will say is that Andy Cohen, out of all of the Housewives franchises, Atlanta is the best. Atlanta brought the best of everything, because Atlanta was showing black women in a negative sense. And the crazy thing about it is that when white women from Atlanta were watching this, they were actually making a mockery of the black women that were called the so-called Housewives of Atlanta. They were saying that they really were broke, because when you think about it, the women in Atlanta that had the money and had the clout and were making moves, you would have never known who they were. The women in Atlanta, they were black rich. They were rich for black people. The old money that's here in Atlanta, nobody from that old money generation would be caught on a Housewives of Atlanta show. Not one. Not near one. And I'm keeping it real with you. So I'm watching Black Ink, and I'm seeing how Caesar has really done really well for himself. But what really, really disgusts me, because you got all these people now are making some money. They're either making money through social media, they're making money through the show, they're making money through personal appearances, they're making money, making money, making money. Every last person on this show was exploited, fighting, or they just looked disgusting. Like they had no type of class. And I'm seeing that the more money that Caesar and Sky get and Teddy get, the more rude they are, the more they're ready to fight. So this is what really pissed me off, because and this is where I'm going to talk a little bit about Teddy and how I don't fuck with Teddy and black men like Teddy. Teddy has had sex with pretty much all of the women in this shop, except for maybe a few. he's having sex with one of these girls. I can't remember the dark skinned girl, Jada. He's having sex with her. Then he's having sex with another girl who looks like this Latina girl. And the way that he shits on Jada, it was ridiculous. And why is it that you're having sex and you're fraternizing with these people that are your employees, and then you're saying, you're fired, get this bitch out of here, she's no good, she's no good for the business, she's no good, no, you're no good for the business. Who in their right minds is a boss having sex with the work, with the help? No boss does that. You want to know? That's called sexual harassment. That's called the Harvey Weinsteins. That's called the Matt Lauers. And this is what I don't like. I don't like that they're depicting us in a negative sense. Like, we don't know how to conduct business. We don't know how to be professional. Sky gets a bartender because now Caesar has a new shop in New Orleans and it's got a bar in it. So he now has a liquor license and all this stuff. And so I understand that she might be drinking, she might be under the influence, but bitch, let me just say this. If you're the boss and you need to make sure that things still go smoothly, then maybe you shouldn't be intoxicated when you're doing boss shit. She goes and she starts being very nasty to the bartender. And then she slaps a drink out of the bartender's hand. And then she says, I'm going to make sure that you never fucking work here again. And she's in this girl's face. Well, one thing that I know about New Orleans bitches is that Creole Lady Marmalade ain't going to let you disrespect them. They don't give a fuck where you're from. You could be from Mars, bitch. Do not come at a New Orleans bitch. They are different. They fight with no shoes on. They go toe to toe, blow for blow. It's got something to do with that Creole seasoning in their blood. And Sky thought that her little Haitian ass wasn't going to get capped. Yes, bitch, you will. Let me tell you something. You flying up into these people's faces, again, you don't understand the culture. New Orleans is a very dangerous place. New Orleans will come in there and spray up black ink. She went and fought a new tattoo person that was a male. Again, why are you a part of management and you are fighting the employees? If you have an issue with your employee, you need to dismiss your employee. You don't fight your employee. Again, I keep on hearing C's talking about, oh, y'all fucked up. You don't know how much fucking money I put in. Money, money, money. Let's talk about etiquette. Let's talk about proper etiquette. Let's talk about how you are putting money into something that's going to fall because you don't have the proper staff to make sure that your business stays afloat. The only person that I honestly see that brings business every time she does the Black Ink show is, what's the little mixed girl's name? I can only think of her husband, Lilo, but she had her son with the Puerto Rican dude. Oh my gosh, I know her name is not Natalie, but it's something like that. Anyway, to make a long story short, she's the only person that brings money into that shop on a regular basis. She's the only person that I think that is management material. She's the only person that I think is professional enough to really make sure that the business stays afloat, because sees the rest of his staff is either sucking and fucking, getting drunk, or fighting. Now, come on, guys. We have to have better business-minded individuals that depict us in a positive light than this. We gotta have more than this. And this is why I'm like, why is it that every time I go on Instagram, every time I go on social media, I see black people being rich for doing dumb shit? Y'all are getting rich for being coons and niggas and acting stupid every time I turn around. They're giving you a check for being stupid and ignorant. I'm tired of it. When are we going to get real people that speak real shit, that are real influential, instead of putting on a blue wig with pink lipstick acting like a nigga? When are we going to stop? with these men throwing on wigs and making black women look stupid and ignorant. Every time I see blaming on K-Way, I see now, and don't get me wrong, I think that these characters are very funny, but stop making black women out to be monsters. Stop making black women seem like we don't have no sense when it comes down to being in a relationship. I turn around, I see these little skits that people are doing on Instagram about black relationships and stuff like that. It makes us look like we're so fucking trivial. We don't even deserve love. And I'm not sitting here saying, oh, black people can't have fun. We can't laugh. We can't do this. We can't do that. But when are we going to be real? When are we going to start showing real families? When are we going to stop being the laughing stock of our culture? When? When are they going to show a real business other than Sweetie Pie's? The lady who is on Sweetie Pie's owns multiple restaurants. She's doing well. She used to be background singer for Tina Turner. She knows how to handle a business. Oprah Winfrey has made this woman a millionaire just off of her reality television show of being a business owner and taking the money that she had when she was on The Review with Ike and Tina Turner. She's been a restaurateur. She's always had restaurants. She owned restaurants before there was her own TV show. And Oprah blew her up and made her look good and gave her multiple businesses in different states. She's now a chain. But when y'all turn around, y'all always talking about what Oprah doesn't do for the black community. Fuck that. What are we doing for ourselves in the black community? I'm so sick and tired of us always shucking and jiving to get a check. I'm tired of seeing fine-ass black men putting on wigs and lipstick to go and sell weave on Instagram to get a check. And then making us seem like we're all ghetto. That shit is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. When are we going to actually have a show that depicts minority businesses trying to make it happen? When are we going to start getting some money rolling in for real business owners that are trying to do businesses and compete that way? When are we going to start doing things like that that shows us that we are business owners, that we are philanthropists, that we are volunteers, that we do help try to save our community by volunteering, and we get money for it? When are we going to do this? Every time I turn around, Ellen DeGeneres is on her show giving money away to minorities. When is a minority going to give some money to their community? And stop looking for the same people to give. Every time I turn around, they're talking about what Oprah's not doing and what Tyler can do. When are we going to get on our feet and start doing things for ourselves and bringing money back into our community and our businesses that are thriving because we're professionals? When? Again, guys, I said it wasn't going to be long. We're almost at 19 minutes. I'm telling you, I keep on going. I roll for 19 minutes straight. But I'm going to take one last break. And I'm going to end this show on Bill Cosby. Let's just go ahead and take this break. Grab a cocktail if you need to. Because, honey, I think I need 2 shots to get through this. I promise you, I'm not going to even spend 5 minutes on this topic because I really don't want to talk about it. No more than 5 minutes. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, with the Dame Truth. It's the Dame Truth. I ain't telling no lies. All right, guys, so listen. I said 5 minutes, but I think I'm going to give this 4 minutes and 59 seconds. Seriously, even if it's that much. I just really wanted to talk about this whole Bill Cosby situation and incident because, like I said, a couple of people asked me about my opinion. I really don't have one because I knew of this story. I knew of the whole Bill Cosby situation since the early 2000s. This is nothing new. I think what happened was back in like 2002, 2003, someone came out saying that Bill Cosby sexually abused them. And this was like a long time ago. And at first, to be honest, I thought it was just a tabloid, you know, things that you see when you're, you know, waiting in the line, the grocery line, and you see these tabloids. And it went away. It went away. We didn't hear anything else about it. I'm a person that I grew up in school. My teacher, Mr. Matt, rest his soul, used to make his students do current events every day. And I didn't mind because I was the girl that I told my mom I was going to be the next Barbara Walters and that I wanted to be on The View. Like, that was just my dream. I always said that I wanted to be on The View because I was opinionated and I was going to be a journalist, especially when Lisa Ling was on the show. So I do recall this being in the news, and I always kept up with current events because that was one of the assignments that I needed to do for Mr. Matt's class. And then it just disappeared. And lo and behold, come to find out that Bill Cosby actually paid his accuser off. And it was supposed to be a sealed case. Nothing else was supposed to be spoken about this because he paid his accuser or accusers millions of dollars. Okay. I say this. I do believe that Bill Cosby is guilty. And I believe that if Bill Cosby was guilty then, he's guilty now. And I do believe that if a person that was sexually abused by this man took money from him instead of him going to jail, then that was a very, very sad day that that person sold her soul for money other than instead of justice. If somebody abuses me, abuses my child, abuses my mother, abuses my sister, abuses any woman in my family, we are not taking a cash or money settlement from anybody that has broken the law. You will go to jail and you will serve the maximum of time that you can for the crime that you committed. Point blank, period. I'm not stating that I would not receive money to pay for my maybe hospital bills, lawyer fees. Yes, you're going to pay for that. And court fees, yes, you're going to pay for that as well. But I am not going to cash in to keep my mouth shut because you broke a law that degraded and evaded me. I also believe that with all of the white men that are on this platform, such as Bill Cosby, that are not being convicted. I have not heard about not one conviction about Harvey Weinstein. And he has a whole videotape of him being sexually suggestive and aggressive. I have not seen not anything about Matt Lauer. And like I said, what are we talking about? Woody Allen married his daughter. His adopted daughter, he married her. And so when we start seeking justice and seeking justice the correct way, that's the day that I will celebrate that Bill Cosby is in prison. Until then, and until we still have these rappers out here that are raping women, these men in high places of power and position that are still free to do what they want to do, i.e. your president 45, I will not celebrate Bill Cosby being in prison until they are brought to justice as well. There you have it. 4 minutes and 50 seconds. I'm done with this. I don't want to talk about it ever again because it's unfair. And this is the dame with the goddamn truth. You guys have a blessed day. Have a blessed rest of the week. Check me out on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics. Check me out on Facebook under Edith Yolanda. And please share my podcast with friends, family, just share it. It's a dope podcast. It's a real podcast. And I hope that one day it's a big podcast. All right, guys, I gotta get some rest. I'm really tired. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Mwah. It's the Dame.